and I am currently living a cash-free lifestyle. Not by choice, but because about a week ago, I got a text message from my bank about unauthorized activity on my debit card. Someone tried to take out more than $1,000 from a couple of ATMs in and around Orlando. The account was frozen. I will get my money back, and I'll get a new card. And right now, I'm using another card to buy things. But I still have a question. How did the thief get my card number, and how did he or she get my PIN number? Brian Krebs is author of the blog KrebsOnSecurity.com, which is all about cybercrime, and he joins us now from Washington. Hi, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, how easy is it for somebody to do that? Not just to get your credit card or your debit card, but to have the PIN number as well.
Yeah, it's pretty a low-risk form of crime for the most part. There's a lot of ATM skimming going on, and not just ATM skimming, but different devices that accept cards. There's generally two components to every skimming operation. So there's the part that steals your card number, the data that's stored in ones and zeros on the magnetic stripe on the back of your card. And the way that works is the thieves usually put a fake card acceptance slot right over top of the where you insert your card into the ATM. And the second component, of course, is designed to steal your PIN, and it usually involves a hidden camera somewhere. Now, that could be a hidden camera that's tucked into the actual fake card acceptance slot with a little hole, pinhole pointed toward the PIN pad. Just as common is a fake panel directly above the PIN pad that's angled down, and it records your PIN. Sometimes they'll hide the camera in like a fake brochure rack or something like that. But those are generally the ways that most of these cards are skimmed.
But I was also reading that some merchants just store all that data, and that you could have some bad merchant who decides to store your debit card information and sell it.
Sure. In those cases, though, you know, the PIN is encrypted. So, you know, they may be able to steal your debit card and go shopping with it and treat it as a credit card. But in all likelihood, they're not going to also be able to use your PIN to pull cash out of your checking account. There are a few exceptions. There was a breach a couple of years ago at Michael's craft stores where the fraudsters somehow actually got into the stores and fiddled with the card acceptance devices and inserted, I believe they were PIN pad overlays or they somehow backdoored the when you enter your PIN and they're able to steal it that way. But most of the time, if you shop at a Main Street retailer and you use your debit card and it gets stolen, they're not also going to have the PIN so that they can still use it as a credit card transaction, but they won't be able to drain your checking account.
Now, you say that it's a low risk crime, and I wondered when I was on the phone with the bank and getting a new card sent to me, whether they were going to do anything to find the people who did this. And probably the answer is no. The amount of money is small enough that they just have to eat it up, call it the cost of doing business, and move on.
Right. That's how it goes with the banks and the retailers that are affected by this type of fraud. But I assure you the Secret Service, which gets called in to investigate any type of counterfeit payment card crimes, it takes this very seriously. They do investigate these things and they try to build cases. But these days there's just so much of this fraud that, you know, obviously they're not going to catch everybody.
Well, tell us about that. I have had this happen to me now three or four times in the last 10 years. How common is it?
Well, it's difficult to say because, I mean, the last time the Secret Service released numbers, I think it was in 2009, and it was looking back a couple of years. I think they said it was about $1 billion a year was stolen via ATM fraud. So it's fairly common. The folks at Verizon Enterprise Solutions, these are the guys that get called in a lot of times to investigate when there's a breach. They put out an annual report about different types of cyber fraud, and they put ATM skimmers very high up on the list of reasons for these breaches. I think, you know, about a third of the 600 or so cases that they investigated in their latest report involved ATM skimming devices.
Should we have more sophisticated equipment to combat this kind of thing? I think of what they use, those microchips that are used all across Europe and in other parts of the world that are not used as much here in the United States.
Right. So there are a couple of things that that can cut down on the success of this type of crime. One is, as you mentioned, the adding the microchip to the cards. It's called chip and pin. The United States is the last of the G20 nations to be moving to chip and pin. There are some mandates from Visa and MasterCard and the other card associations to have this done by October of next year. We'll see how that pans out. But yeah, having the chip in the card does make it far more difficult and expensive for these thieves to fabricate new cards once they've stolen them with skimmers. It doesn't prevent the theft of the card data itself, but the way the chip and pin works is there's a random element added to each transaction. So if you steal somebody's card number, it's only good for one transaction.
So Brian Krebs, what can consumers do to protect themselves? I think back to my own situation and wonder, should I just have not even used the card at an ATM? Mm. Because people say, well, don't use your debit card for purchases. But this probably was me using it at an ATM if the person had my PIN number.
The most effective way of defeating modern skimmers, and there are a few exceptions, like if they're using the card, the PIN pad overlay, those are comparatively rare as opposed to the hidden camera ones. The best thing you can do is when you go to pull money out of the cash machine, just cover the PIN pad with your hand. It's a very low-tech solution, but you'd be surprised at how few people actually do this. I did a post about a year ago where I worked with several police officers who get this is their unfortunate job to respond to these incidents, and they shared with me a couple of video footage rolls from these hidden cameras that they seized from ATMs that had been compromised. Oh, I sat there and I watched probably 4 hours worth of this video. It's the most boring video in the world, right? It's just people entering their PINs. And I looked at two hidden cameras from two different ATM skimming scams, and I think it was over 60 people came to the ATM during the time that it was compromised, and only one.
Wow.
Only one covered the PIN pad when they entered their PIN. So very effective way to defeat these types of things, but also very low tech.
Brian Krebs is the author of the daily blog, KrebsOnSecurity.com. Brian, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.